listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality.
Good evening, with everyone, and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesdays, August 21st. I almost said September. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. You know, I'm always glad to be here, but I got a time warp, too. You wanted to say September. I think I was last year. I wrote down 2023
right.
The other day, and I went, well.
If only we could get an hour back, or a year back, rather, like that. I'd love it. Well, thank you for being here with us, and thank you to those that are joining us live. We always appreciate seeing you. We appreciate your contributions, and thank you to those that take the time out of their week to catch up with us in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, Dr. Vicki, tonight's topic, how to separate fact from fiction. This is a great idea, and I love having this topic, so thank you for that.
Well, you know, there's so many things that, don't trust Google, people. If you're going to Google things, make sure you look at several reference sites and try to get one that, like if you're looking up something medical, go to one of the big medical facilities.
I like
don't
Mayo.
Don't just go on Google and what is this or what is that. Go to a legitimate website where you're going to get accurate information. And here's a good example. And it was a pharmacist who told me this. If you're looking up, let's say, ingredients in a prescription, I've had to do this for myself and other people, and you're going to find all kinds of stuff that comes up. But the pharmacist said you type in the name and then product monograph, and it'll take you directly to the pharmaceutical company. And the product monograph is there. Everything you need to know about that product.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I've looked up things. Oh, man, that doesn't make sense. Well, this says that. That says this. And WebMD. Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Surprise me. Doggo. Yeah, WebMD is a good shout out.
Yeah. And so it's about finding the accurate place to get legitimate information. But one of the things that prompted me to bring it up last week is I've come across this story before, and it happened to pop up again a week or so ago, and it's the Betz, B-E-T-Z, mystery sphere. And I brought it up on Wikipedia. Now, Michael and I were talking about this before the program. I like Wikipedia. I think that several people fact-checked this information. That's not to say it isn't updated now and again, but they're pretty quick, you know, to update. Like, you know, a famous celebrity dies, you'll see it on Wikipedia right away.
Oh, did we lose you? Dr. Vicky?
Yeah, giving them a plug.
But you, we lost you for a good, you know, 3 to 5.
So you, what's that?
We lost you for a good 3 to 5 seconds. At least I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no.
You came back when you said you're going to give them a shout-out.
Oh, to Wikipedia.
Ah, yeah. You were talking about when somebody died, and then I lost you, and then I heard shout-out. Whoa. Uh-oh.
Sphere, the Betts Sphere. Can you hear me, Michael?
It's my end. There's a storm going on here, and my internet's cutting in and out, the connectivity. But, we did drop you in because I have to hear you for them, too. I think they didn't lost you for a second there as well.
Oh.
But,
hopefully we'll be good through the program or we're going to have gremlins.
Fingers crossed. We should be okay. I'm keeping an eye on it, but so far we're steady now and I can hear you clearly.
Okay, we got this. So in 1974, a family out of Florida found a bowling ball size metal sphere. And, you know, they took it home, not thinking too much about it. But not too long later, one of the family members was playing guitar. And the sphere seemed to react to sound. They claimed it made a throbbing noise. It moved on its own. You know, and so anyway, caught the interest of all kinds of folks, including the Navy. So testing was done on it, and they said, no, it's nothing more than a ball bearing. But everybody, you know, we like the mystery of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so stories were going around for years that this was some kind of an alien technology, some kind of alien sphere. But fact of the matter, that it was proven that it was a ball check valve produced by Bell and Howard. And somebody happened to be driving through Florida. One of the bearings fell off of something, you know. And so that's all it is a bearing for some big machinery. And so, again, it just said to myself again, this is where we have to be very careful that we don't go off on tangents too quickly because, we like that mystery.
Mm-hmm.
We like to think of things. Our imagination gets carried away and the stories, and that's how everything from misinformation to conspiracy theories take hold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a ball bearing. And it moves on its own because that's what round things do.
Yeah.
Any kind of a vibration, something round is going to move. Put a marble on your floor, any kind of vibration, it's going to move.
Yeah. I was looking through the article or the Wikipedia entry. They mentioned, too, that the foundation of the home was a little uneven, so it wouldn't take much. Sorry.
I see. Got barking dogs at a storm.
Yeah, we have a lot of thunder and lightning going on outside, so he's hearing the thunder and getting scared of it.
Yeah, that'll happen. Critters, they can get... Dr. Edwards saying wasn't the ball featured on Ancient Aliens. Yeah, and again, that's just another thing about how, things get carried away and they... start taking on a whole story of their own.
Oh, true. And, you know, I'm not going to discount everything that you see in a documentary on TV, but I always like to reemphasize the fact that when you're watching something on TV, the primary focus is entertainment and everything else is secondary.
Sorry, Dr. Mike is saying JFK and Elvis are alive on an island. Listen, this is no joke. I think Elon Musk is one of the people responsible for misinformation. Like, he's way out there.
What name did you say? I didn't quite catch it.
Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah, true enough.
He's notorious for going off on wild tangents, saying that he has seen people who... you know, fake their own deaths, parties, and different. And, like, take it all with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
It's like, grain of salt.
No, for sure. A good rule for life. And that's the thing about these things is it's fun. It's exciting. We like to talk about this stuff because it's just the mystery of it, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that mentality, that that excitement we get, it leads to good things because it's our curiosity engaging, right? And it leads us to exploring the world around us. But yeah. But you know, let's stay grounded too.
Well, and that's what I mean. There is I'm trying to find it here on. There's a movie on Netflix, or a documentary on Netflix that I recently watched, and I am trying my best here to find the name of it, but basically talks about the early days of the internet when young people, you know, as a joke, kind of partnered up with some folks in Japan and started their own memes and their own little networks, but how that evolved through right up until now. That was, you know, offshoots that formed Anonymous, QAnon, offshoots that formed all kinds of other little organizations that even led up to January 6th, you know, when, you know, the big thing at the White House.
Capitol.
And, yeah, call it Capitol.
No, the building's called the Capitol. Go on. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry to be that guy. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to be constantly right. It's my bad. You go on.
But how people, and of course hacking, mm-hmm. but how the evolution of this was occurring, and they intentionally put out misinformation. They intentionally do this. And I just, because they think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, they like it. It's not fun. It causes a lot of damage. They didn't know how much of an impact it would have, even globally. But now, of course, you've got new upstarters and networks, and you know that. In just for fun, see if they can hack in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much misinformation. That's the point. So really research.
And, you know, I think some of that can be, you know, not with a nefarious motive. Shout out to Dr. Mike throwing out that ARPANET came out in the 60s. It was a Department of Defense Research Agency, something along those lines. Well, that's DARPA. Anyway, they came out with the, you know, early form of the internet, and it went from universities to us. But it's always been tricky when talking with, you know, other human beings, right? I mean, you look back, and at least in the United States, you can look at the 19th century. You have that classic tale of a snake oil salesman, right? A cure-all in every town. It's been around forever. This is the new digital frontier. And, you know, just stay grounded. You know, a lot of things are possible, but just because it's possible doesn't mean it's true.
You know, it was Edward Bernays, who's a nephew of Freud, Sigmund Freud, back in the 20s, took it upon himself and developed this campaign of how to influence the many. And that was the beginning of advertising companies. How do I, you know, influence? How do I sell this product? So all kinds of strategies, which is skewed at best, you know, to get the public's attention. And I found that so interesting that, of course, Freud was keeping it all in the family, for one thing, but how people will intentionally misrepresent. As a matter of fact, the movie that just came out, It Ends With Us, the whole presentation of it is like it's a romance, but actually it's about domestic abuse. Now, some stories I've read on this, Hollywood doesn't like to promote something mm-hmm. on domestic abuse, so it intentionally edited it to look like a love story. And to get more people, of course, it's all about money, but also that was their subliminal way of teaching people about domestic abuse. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. It's a misrepresentation. So, again, you have to really research. And then if it is about a movie, go and read all the comments, you know, find out what people are saying about it. What is this really about? Don't just watch the trailer and say, well, that looks good.
Well, and that's another thing, you know, when it comes to movies, you have the creatives, the director, the writers and things, and then you have the marketing company that wants to market it, and that can get lost in translation. But I think in the modern age, we do have new challenges, right, that we have to deal with. We have the...
Everybody's an expert.
Oh, true enough. I mean, absolutely. I know I am when I get online. I can only imagine.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah, I put my glasses on and say, well, actually, a lot. But when it comes to online interactions, I think we have to be mindful of motivations and incentives, especially in the era of monetized engagement, where, you know, the more views, the more comments, the more interactions you get a payout from the different social media companies. And that lends itself to a lot of things, including what they call rage bait, you know, something that you say is so egregiously untrue that you have to, you know, comment on it. And that's exactly what they want. So I think look at the source, look at the motivations and incentives, keep an open mind, but also be grounded. And, you know, when I think about Google, don't trust Google, and I ironically put a source in from Google AI on ARPANET, but yeah, don't just take it at face value, right? And I think with search engines, Google being the biggest by far, a lot of times you get what you get out what you put in terms of if you search for something, like if you have an idea in your mind and you want to prove it, you put that into the search engine, you will find pages that support your idea. Just like if somebody had the opposite idea, they could find sources that support them too. So it's just good to be mindful.
Well, I've talked to people who claim their house is really haunted. Well, I go over there and I don't feel anything. You know, it's kids playing tricks or stupidness. You know, and at least that's my experience. Maybe some other, you know, psychic or, you know, intuitive would go there. Oh, yeah, you have lots of spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reel them in with a big fishing line.
So yeah.
It's again, to be careful, now, especially in the field of metaphysics, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's from alien abductions to possessions to, you know, you've got to have a rational mind. Like, they're all the questions. If you've been taking courses at IMHS and TFU, then, you know, Dr. Kelly is really clear about being grounded and sensible and not going off on a big tangent.
You know,
because there's many reasons.
Absolutely. You know, one of the cards that we pull when we do pull cards, to get you thinking, to spark an idea, one of the ones I pull from the Inner Oracle deck is groundedness, and in that it talks about having a defensible basis for your idea. So can you defend it? Can you talk about the points of logic and reason that lend itself to that? And I think that's a really important thing, especially as we go into a digital world where everybody has access to the town square of ideas across all the platforms. It used to be a time where you needed to put your own money in or to get anything published, or you have to get published by someone. Now you can just throw it right out there. And if it's, you know, provocative enough and controversial enough, you'll get paid for it. So it's good just to keep an open mind, but also, again, just to hammer this dead horse, just, make sure that you have a defensible basis, stay grounded, and look at those sources. Just like Dr. Mike said in chat, remember, trust, but verify.
Yeah. So, Damien is saying that he uses other search engines. Now, I do know that DuckDuckGo does not track you. And there are no tracing where you can look something up and the next thing you know, you get all these pop-ups. They don't do that. So there are other search engines if you're really serious and you want to stay rather autonomous.
I think Ask Jeeves is still out there somewhere, isn't it?
Sorry?
It was a joke. I said, I think Ask Jeeves is still out there somewhere, isn't it?
Oh.
It's one from the old days.
Yeah. But again, it's, Damien's agreeing, DuckDuck. Was good. That's the one my son-in-law uses. He's in IT, and you know, he'll use Google for some things, but DuckDuckGo for other things. So, and trust me, he doesn't trust the internet for anything. He says it's all held together with Band-Aids.
Very dedicated programmers that find, you know, little different exploits and things and patch them up. So thank you to all the nameless people that keep that running.
Yeah. So even when it comes to stories that come up about UFOs. I know we've covered this before, but we have drones, we have aircraft that we haven't seen before, and they've very well be, you know, hours, nothing else. So be really careful about that. And, you know, I follow a few sites on Facebook and, you know, like MoveOn and a few others, and people put up these videos. Well, some of these videos, you can explain them. It's not a UFO. So, you know, he put up a picture of a weird cloud. That doesn't look like the mothership to me.
I mean, and now we have drones. Ooh, that's going to make it even more complicated. And AI-generated video. And, you know, and by the way, Salant, and I'm probably getting the name wrong, I apologize, but you're talking about working with AI. And I know you even pointed out that it has some cracks that are being, you know, worked on. But that's going to be temporary. It's not going to be too long before AI-generated images look photorealistic. Video look gets better. The search functions, I would hope, will still be, you know, kind of neutral in terms of things, as opposed to, you know, being paid to, for AI to push you in this way or that. But it's the Wild West with new technologies.
Look, I even saw a little video today of Trump having an affair with Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah, that's going to go around. That's fun
and
times.
Going through, and I went, oh, man. So if anybody just glances at that without watching it and seeing this is AI, which I think is quite
disturbing. Would anybody fall for that? Honest. I mean, nobody could possibly believe it.
Like,
nobody.
Oh. But
well, yeah,
some
careful.
Some people might. So Dr. Mike is saying he uses AI when he's developing software. And yes, and I've actually, my son-in-law has used AI as well. And there is a way to use it responsibly and know what you're doing. But a lot of people don't know what they're doing. Yeah. So again, it's generally AI artwork is, it's noticeable.
Right now it is.
Yeah, it's noticeable. Eventually, as it, again, matures, we're not going to know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, again, we have to be really careful. So when it comes to fact or fiction, if something is presented in a way, well, any information presented to you should be questioned. And you know, source out your material, source out your thinking. Unfortunately, we live in a time where everybody wants to be right. Mm-hmm. Their experience must also be your experience.
Right.
And people are very defensive about that. And so there's this, you know, sandpaper.
People
are like sandpaper with each other these days. It's like,
You know, the worst part about it, well, not the worst, but the most, the thing that adds to the volatility is a lot of times when you have two opposing sides with firmly held beliefs, both sides have a little bit to them that can be argued as being right and a little bit that can be argued as being wrong in a lot of cases. Not universal by any means. Everything is complex. So, but that's the thing. They'll focus on the things, the logical arguments they have that make the most sense and ignore the logical fallacies. So it makes it a little bit difficult, and right now I'm thinking of some different global discussions that have been going on. But that being said, and by the way, we have a lot of great, listeners in this community we have, and Dr. Rick is pointing out, there's a lot of conversation about AI. He's pointing out the term AI is a catch-all, many forms, absolutely true. Salon, again, I hope I'm getting that right, uses AI to reduce falls in assisted living facilities. So a great avenue for that use. So a lot of, you know, the world is a big place. A lot of different things are happening. So.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we have a lot of people in the chat, and I think we might just start off pulling some cards. And for newcomers, Michael will choose a card from our Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards designed by Dr. Kelly. And as a backup, I pull a tarot card and we see if there's a message.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
and while, go ahead.
No, I was going to say put your names in the chat.
Yep.
And hopefully we can keep up.
Absolutely. All right. So let us know if you like a card. And while we get some names that pile in, just a shout out for next week. We're going to do a little series on the history of metaphysics. So we're going to do part one next week. And that's going to be focused on the ancients and their view of metaphysics. So looking forward to that. And we got some names coming in. So I think we got Dr. Jerry up first. And, of course, I'm pulling an inner oracle card. And I pull them at random. I read from a little book with a description, and I'm hoping that it gets you thinking about something. And I claim no intuitiveness on my part. So this is just, let's see. Number three, be who you are and walk your own path. Good card. I don't know if you pulled it in a while. So Dr. Jerry, number three, be who you are, walk your own path. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind, universal being, equally entitled to all good things, the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself.
Well, you know, Jerry, you just moved. You're in West Virginia now. Congratulations. It's a Six of Swords, Six of Spades. So you might find this transition, you know, a little bit difficult or challenging or, you know, a little disoriented kind of in a new area, but you're getting there. So the Six of Spades always says getting to that destination. It's in sight. So be who you are. And what I'm saying here is be yourself. You're feeling out the new environment, but you're still you. So find your own community. Find your own, the people you connect with. So, you know, again, new places can be a bit of a challenge, but you got this. So.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was on mute. I said, I love it. All right. And
yeah, Dr. Edward next.
All right. So, Dr. Edward, for you, I have number 38, open-mindedness. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on a personal agenda, a pet theory, or a preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions. That's a good one for tonight.
And the support message for that, Edward, is magician. I love that. There's some alchemy going on. So open-mindedness with the magician, I don't know, I think things are coming to light, perhaps in your own way of thinking, your own way of being, but seeing people, life, yourself, all in a different color. And it's like opening up new dimensions, new aspects. So I think you're in a shift. Some kind of a, I would say a spiritual intellectual shift. So, good for you. That's just an affirmation to you that, you know, they know. They, in quotations. So, I always say spirits talk to me in my head. So, okay, we have Brad next, I think.
I think I have Dr. Kevin next.
I got things kind of screwed up.
Oh, sure. Brad was saying awesome cards, and then Dr. Kevin threw in, would love one, and then Brad later.
Got it. Yeah, Kevin's next.
All right. I have for you number 34, take and release ownership. Number 34, take and release ownership. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest. Hope that connects.
I got the Hierophant. That's more domestic. In this case, take and release ownership, Kevin. You know, that in and of itself is a message, but the Hierophant is about conformity, routines, rules, regulations, and it may be that some of those are changing domestically. It could be in the workplace, but I'm going to go more domestic in this case. So your home, your family, you know, could be a few boundaries or the rules are changing or, you know, just kind of getting a different order to things. So I'm going to say you just have to go with the flow. So don't resist it. Take what's yours. Release the rest. So, yeah, I always say people could do what they want until it affects me. And then I have every right to speak up to say, that's not working for me. You know? And so that's kind of what I suggest here.
Yeah, very reasonable. I like it. All right, Brad, I got you next. And I was myself kind of teeter-tottering between whether I was an entry or not. But for you, Brad, tonight I have number 7, self-mastery. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery towards the path of self-completeness.
Well, Brett, Wendy is saying this is your first card. So self-mastery and pulling the Queen of Hearts, the Queen of Cups. It's interesting to me because it's the feminine aspect. It could very well be the feminine intuitive side of yourself that you're opening up, getting more in touch with. But it could also mean becoming more sensitive or connected in a relationship. Now, it doesn't have to be an intimate relationship. It can be understanding the female perspective better. But I would likely say self-mastery and you opening up that feminine side. Because we all have male and female energies. So I think that's really cool. That's a really cool kind of message. So I hope you're okay with that. But it's open up your intuition.
All right.
That's good.
And next we have, and again, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. I'm a little paranoid that I'm doing somebody an injustice by getting it wrong. Salon, I have for you wild card number 4, unknowable.
Ooh, I love that.
There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change.
Well, I always say with unknowable, anything is possible. And there's always a mystery around that. So I pulled the 7 of Diamonds, that 7 of Pentacles for you. And unknowable paired with that is the fruits of your labor, the rewards of your efforts may come in an unpredictable manner. So definitely like something is paying off for you and something is coming around. But the benefits are with a twist and a good one. So I want to really qualify that. It's really positive. So unknowable with the 7 of Pentacles. Even as I'm saying that, it's kind of like there's a reward coming for you for all the efforts you've been putting in. So just, it's kind of a surprise. I love that kind of message.
It's a good message.
Fun.
All right. Our card keeper herself, Wendy, and for any new listeners, Wendy has volunteers her time to track the cards that are pulled, the inner oracle cards specifically that are pulled for different people, to look for trends and patterns. So thank you for that. Thank you for all you do. And for you, Wendy, tonight, I have number 10, the indomitable power of the human spirit. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to the human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
Oh, Wendy, I got lovers. Now, don't take that literal. I always see it at the passion, that energy and the passion that we feel for something. So the power of the human spirit and that passion that you have, it's saying stick with it. You know, stick with your passion, with the love that you have for something. So there might be moments when you're saying, did I make a good decision? And I think we all have those kinds of, you know, doubts from time to time. But check in with your intuition, check in with your spirits and say, no, I'm going to give this everything I have because that's my passion. And I think you've got this. So there you go.
Good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
And I think our last card of the evening, and keep me honest on that if I'm wrong, is Dr. Jeff.
Yeah, that's what I have too.
Dr. Jeff, for you, I have number 17, reinvention. Nothing is more powerful or transformative than self-reinvention, resulting in a personal identity foundation shift. Far-reaching and profound, such a personal reinvention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from external to internal, which, in turn, is vital to your future success and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring that they are healthy. Answer the questions, what do I call a good day? And what else in my life should be reinvented? Good one.
It is a good one, Jeff. You know, for those who don't know Jeff, he's been with IMHS for several years now and has undergone huge transformations in his life and doing really well and turned his life around in so many different ways. And but you're showing up now as the King of Clubs. So that, you know, King of Wands, Jeff, is achievement, insightfulness. It's as you've been reinventing yourself, feeling like you're more solid, self-certain, and, oh, I achieved this. I worked hard. I did this. And taking that moment for yourself, Jeff, to say, this is a good place to be. If you look back 10 years ago to now, that's a really big picture of the changes that you've made in your life. If you look at it from yesterday, you say, I don't think I changed that much. But when you see the bigger picture, so it's like you're arriving into yourself in a really solid place where you're comfortable. So I'm really happy for you. That's awesome. Oh, Wendy in the chat. Do we have time to pull one from Michael? Sure.
Hey, and you. Don't leave yourself out of this.
Okay.
Come on now. Time. Oh, we do. Go. All right. So, for me, I'm pulling number 24, Truth.
Oh.
I don't know if we pulled that one in a while, but number 24, Truth, kind of works with the whole fact and fiction topic tonight, too. A lot of them do. All right. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there is truth in something or a direction. Interesting.
Well, and I got the Page of Pentacles for you, Michael. Pages are communicators, in this case, about possessions, finances. And I see this as a really good message about some finances coming your way.
Ooh,
something extra.
Time.
There could be a little boost of some kind there.
All right, I'm going out and getting a lottery ticket, and if I win, I'm bringing y'all with me. So.
Okay. No, I like that message. It's good.
All right, I like it too. I'll take it. Now, for you, Dr. Vicky, an oracle card. You get number 43, Expediency.
Mm.
Let's see.
I know all about that.
Timing is everything. Some things call for expediency. Others require us to slow down. If you have a problem, you can take care of it now or suffer longer and still take care of it later. It takes courage to face important matters when timing and opportunity avails, and wisdom to know when to slow down to assess the correct actions before acting promptly. For success in anything, do what you should do when you should do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, for those who don't know, I'm in the process of packing to put my stuff in storage, which has to be done by the end of next week. And I'm going to stay with a friend while renovations are getting done on the place I'm moving to. Expediency? Geez, Michael. I got the Empress. And that's good. It's a growth thing. I will share. I got to share something with you guys. A friend of mine, the only one who's ever been able to read for me, I've known her for almost 40 years. she doesn't read for other people. her and I used to sit across the table from each other with our own set of tarot cards. And we would ask worldly kind of questions, political questions, where we couldn't have a bias to it. We're always careful about, you know, how our own feelings or emotions or opinions might go into it. And it was just wild how many times we would both lay the same cards. There'd be, you know, 8 out of 10, the same cards, maybe in a little different position, but it was one of those things about quantum entanglement that, wow, that was mind-blowing to me. Well, when I was looking for a place to live, and having a moment, I called her up and I said, "Shelley, would you do a reading for me, please? Because my brain is, you know, kind of fried." So this is exactly what you said to me. "You will have a suitable living situation before September, but it may not be finalized until mid-August." Well, hey, everybody. The papers only got signed. Everything got put through just before the middle of August. So that was dead on. But you may have to live with someone, a roommate, and it's presented as an answer, temporary answer. I will, of course, balk at that. But she said, "You really need to think about it, because in the long run, it's best for what's coming. And you'll be able to focus on the future. So ideal for now, and you're not leaving the area." Okay. Because one of the options was to move back to Alberta. And she was bang on. So it was one of those, I came across the paper the other day. I phoned her up and she said, "Well, you're the only one who can read for me too." So, you know, we just have this connection. And that just says too, though, when we plug in and we're, you know, tuning into people, some of us have greater connections than others. We can sometimes think we have really good connections with people, but something kind of feels off at times. It's not resonating. But I tell you, this is one of the stronger psychic connections that I've ever had with anyone. And, you know, of course, isn't a testimony to our friendship too, because, you know, we've got each other's back. Chips are down. You know, we're always there. But I just had to share that with you. So, you know, for a month or so, I'll be somewhere else with my laptop and headphones. So I'm not leaving you. But, you know,
I think we're all happy for that
insight. Well, you know, it's life goes on, and I couldn't be away from you guys for a month. I would go into withdrawals.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think everybody else would too, and they'd get sick of listening to me for a whole month. I mean, they would leave in droves. I tell you what, but no, I know it's, you know, it's a rough time, you know, when things are in flux like that. But I'm happy that you're going to have a place that you can transition from to the new place, and you're going to stay with us. You're going to be able to continue doing the programs with us on, so we won't have to miss you.
Well, I wouldn't have to miss you either. So, and thanks for the comments in the chat, everybody. It is an exciting time. Thanks for saying that, Edward. When I look forward, I'm excited and happy. It's the getting there. You know, I've often said, dead is not the problem. It's getting dead that's a problem. And this is like building a new life. That's
So, lost you for a split second.
I've been downsizing and...
Lost you for a second. I lost you at building a new life, and then you came in at downsizing.
It's exciting to have a new life, but it's getting there. That's a challenge. So every day is big tasks at hand and, you know, organizing and moving stuff into storage. So
a lot of work.
Yes, it's been a challenge.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
And
I don't mind admitting that.
Rightfully so. I get tired after doing laundry, so you know, moving all those boxes around isn't going to be like, you know, at least doubly or triply so. But
well, thankfully, I have kids and grandkids that have been doing a lot of that heavy lifting for me, so I'm too old now. I have a limited amount I can lift.
Well, you can use this. When my grandparents were trying to get me to do stuff when I was young, they would argue that I should do it because I have younger legs. So you just go ahead and throw that around.
Younger everything.
That's true.
We're all segueing into something, one to the other. Jerry's just been in the process of moving, and I'm in the process of moving, but everybody has something from here to there that they're working on, doing, you know, efforts toward. Some days are a little more challenging than others, that's all.
Mm. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. But there will be a brighter day.
Mm. Always a light at the end of the tunnel. And throw another popular cliche in that I think is remarkably true. It's always darkest before the dawn. But
sure, get cliches. It's
true. I like to whip them out. You know, I got a ton of good cliches. They just come to mind. I don't have original thoughts. I just recycle things. So we're going to have to get used to that.
Well, I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks because I love the discussion of metaphysics and the evolution of metaphysics and how it's been regarded in the past, how it's regarded now. But in the first part, we'll go into ancient metaphysics and how people regarded things, even right to the gods.
Mm, that's going to be fun, isn't it? You know, I mean, we can go to, from what we know from archaeology and the early written histories of different peoples. I mean, the Egyptians alone, then going into the Greeks, and then, you know, you have the Eastern, the Chinese, and the Indian subcontinent. Mm. But, and it's, what I find remarkable is that in, you have thousands of years of Egyptian ancient culture.
Oh.
I mean, they had museums of their own stuff from a couple thousand years prior. And, you know, all of the different, what were their thoughts about the universe, about awareness, about what it meant to be human? Then we can jump up to, you know, the Greeks, and then you have Plato and, you know, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, et cetera. So looking forward to that. I figure it's going to be probably like a three-parter at least, you know, probably the ancients, the Middle Ages, kind of middle period between the fall of Rome and into the new kind of Enlightenment and then the new modern stuff, huh?
You can tell Michael is in his element.
No, I just like to go on and on if I can.
He loves history. That's good.
So I'm looking forward to that. But it's going to be a fun time. And we're looking forward to getting some other folks joining us on the broadcast. And, you know, it's before too long, it's going to be knocking on the end of the year. So that's going to be fun.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Me as well. So tonight,
well,
I've loved
take care in that weather over there, Michael.
I know. Knock on wood. Just keep it. You know, we've had our share lately. Let's keep them out in the Atlantic or get them moving away from land. But but I really love tonight's discussion because it is such a critical thing to think about. You know, trust but verify. Check your sources.
Yeah.
What are the incentives? So I'm really glad that you had this idea, Dr. Vicky. It's a great thought. Any last thoughts you have on you know, separating fact from fiction?
Well, we can all think we're right, but it may not be. You know, we all live in our own, you know, church of justification because reality is very subjective. So
very true. Very true. Well, with that, let's, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping it up, but it has been a fantastic conversation. It's been a great time. Very well said, Dr. Vicky, and I appreciate everything that you bring to this because I couldn't do this without you, and I enjoy having these conversations with you, and it's not even really faked at all. It is genuine. This is good stuff.
I enjoy every moment of you and all the people in the chat in this community. So it's nearing the end of August. Oh,
I know. I know.
Another year. We've been at this a long time.
We have. But we're not getting sick of it. But again, thank you for being here tonight. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. And we're looking forward to seeing you next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.